In a world where instant gratification is so close at hand, why is strategic patience a very important quality to have? And why is it that we should measure our life not only in days, but more so in years, quarters, and larger timescales in order to ensure and understand how our growth and change can be visualized? Hello, and welcome back to Stoic Spirituality, a podcast where I look through, analyze, and dissect various thoughts, quotes, and books that I've read throughout the last few years. My name is Juggin, and I'm a student of the human experience, trying to spread some knowledge out to the rest of the world. So, this episode is going to be dedicated to the idea of strategic patience. I think that this is something that I myself have been struggling with, have gotten better with, and continue to grow in over the last few years. Because for a lot of us, we're surrounded by hustle culture, productivity hacks, ways to optimize everything, and ways to optimize the idea of optimization itself. And yet, in the end, strategic patience is something that we have in short supply. Stoicism and spirituality both advocate for this idea. But first, let's define what the idea of strategic patience is. Patience isn't waiting passively, waiting for something to land in your plate and using that to move forward, but it's rather placing all your pieces on the chessboard and allowing the process to unfold by itself. It's not having no plans and just leaving everything to the wind, but it's disciplined trust in the process, blending the perseverance and grit required, along with the calm and the bigger picture as well. And as we begin this episode, ask yourself, when was the last time you rushed a decision that should have taken longer? When was the last time that you couldn't wait sometime before the metaphorical flower bloomed? Ask yourself that as we work through some of the barriers and how we can cultivate strategic patience as well. So, primarily, as we're going into barriers to strategic patience, there are a few kind of necessities that come with patience. Letting go, trust, and similar qualities. But barriers like impatience, distraction, kind of almost getting used to instant gratification, and an unwillingness to wait all hamper our ability to be disciplined, to trust in the process, and to see the bigger picture. Primarily, let's start off with the idea of impatience. So impatience, something we deal with on a regular basis, may it be waiting for a reel to make a point, waiting for, say, the line to move faster, or simply just waiting in general. This is not something we're used to doing in our lives. We're super, super used to getting instant gratification, getting what we want immediately. We live in such a convenient world. If you're listening to this in the United States or another first world country, where you can simply walk outside and then go to a restaurant and get fast food and have it in your hand within 10 minutes of having the craving. It is immensely easy for us to have something that we want and then get it to us within 1 or 2 days in the case of Amazon. And this kind of dulls our edge, or dulls the edge of patience, because we're so used to having everything come to us in our hands without any manageable effort on our own that we do not think of working toward things in the time scale of years or even months. We think of it in terms of days and hours. And while this is important in terms of tackling our daily tasks and daily necessities, when we're thinking about growth, when we're thinking about bigger decisions, bigger changes, we still apply the same principle of immediate gratification onto these bigger decisions and these bigger kind of promotions or changes of lifestyle, changes of home. And we expect immediate results. We expect immediate gratification. We expect everything to flow the exact way that we had foreseen it. And any delay in this process and procedure only causes us impatience. The best analogy we can think of is something like doing 10 pull-ups. In an idealized life that we have pictured in our own head, we will simply reach the pull-up bar, look at it, and imagine ourselves doing 10 pull-ups, and we'll be able to immediately jump onto the bar and then pull out 10 out of nowhere. This does not seem valid, logical, or able. We can work our way through months of training to get to our 10 pull-up count, but to expect it immediately is unfair to ourselves. But somehow, we cannot be patient as our... as our life unfolds in front of us over time. We expect immediate results, immediate gratification, immediate happiness. This also applies not only in the realm of society in terms of fast food and other things, but in terms of technology as well. Technology has been so tuned that we can just open Instagram for a quick distraction and just swipe our way up for about 30 minutes and then get our kind of amnesiac effect created and lose track of what we were actually working on because we got anxious over a thought and we don't want to consider that idea. Similarly, ego craves immediate recognition as well. When we do something good, we have to be seen for it. When we do something that is beneficial to other people, we have to get some benefit out of it. There is no such thing as waiting for a longer term kind of recognition, if even, or simply the happiness you get from doing such a thing. That is untenable for something like the ego or something for our regular impatience. There must be a transactional quality, almost in a sense, to everything we do. Something good is done, something good is given to us, a back and forth. And so while ego's haste may fuel our overall like sense of self, it also has the ability to fuel overthinking, clouding our long-term focus. A lot of events that happen in our life, people flipping us off on the road, an email being sent that we're not the biggest fan of, little things like that, if we think of it in terms of a time scale of months or years, there's such a low chance we're going to remember that. But our brain is so tuned to the moment in terms of immediate recognition and immediate gratification that we look at things as high intensity kind of problems or issues. When if we just took a step back and thought of the bigger picture, we would continue to not look at such events and be so hampered or altered by them. However, overthinking we do on a regular basis disrupts our steady progress. Every single breath someone takes or a step in the different direction, or the way someone looked at you. While this is important for human nature and psychology, when we consider the bigger picture, a lot of the kind of thoughts we have in our head don't really make much of a difference in the long run. And where overthinking comes from is simply attachment to outcome. We are so attached to this thing will cause this thing, which will cause this thing, which will cause that thing. This chain reaction of effects we want to predict that comes from this idea of wanting to control everything, that we create anxiety in ourselves that everything has to go the way we want it to, which causes more overthinking, which causes more anxiety and ego. And you can see how this positive feedback loop kind of is generated. And where we're going with this whole thing is that patience requires us to let go of a lot of these overthinking, anxiety, and ego. Because all of these kind of factors, it causes us to break trust in the process, trust in ourselves that we have taken the right actions. And it simply continually questions our own judgment to wonder if we did the right thing, or if we're doing the right thing, or if we should be doing the right thing. And I'm not going to sit here and deny that there are benefits to thinking through our decisions and wondering if this was the right thing to do. But 90% of the time, 95% of the time, these are just superfluous thoughts that are incessantly vibing in our head with no tangible benefit. And so patience requires us to have our chess pieces in on the board and simply let them go as they should. Know the pieces you're putting on the board and the abilities of each piece. And know that you have a strategy for the bigger picture, but in the long run, there are so many events we do not control that there's so many factors not in our play. But patience and the lack of thereof requires everything to line up in a specific way, requires the overthinking, requires the impatience. And so now that we've kind of understood some of the barriers in terms of our mind, let's also think about barriers in terms of our actions. One thing that causes a lot of chaos and something that builds up over time is a routine. A habit, for instance, takes 2 months or so, 66 days, 33 days, depending on which book you're reading, to kind of be established psychologically and be given to a system that automatically works on a regular basis. However, the same way we talked about the pull-up analogy in terms of routine going to the gym, our expectation is that every day we go to the gym, we should see a decrease in our weight by about a pound or so. And we are so impatient for seeing results within a few days that we lose track of the real desire to go to the gym for our mental health and the real, like, long-term change we are making in terms of reducing the possibility of atrophy in our old age. We are so focused on immediate instant gratification and results that we dissolve our own routine because it wasn't giving us that. But if we just stuck with it for a couple months or so, we would find ourselves having far more beneficial results, not only for our mental health, but also for our physical health. And the way that our routines break is us inviting distractions. Inviting distractions into our life, into our heads, scattering our long-term focus, and not allowing us to see the bigger picture. Always being dragged by something that is immediately happening in front of us. And these distractions scatter our long-term focus, which causes fear of delays. And this fear of delays causes a perseverance to disappear, which dissolves our patience bit by bit. And then more external pressures occur that causes us to be more rushed. And you can kind of see how the feedback loop plays over time, where the lack of routine due to impatience with outcomes, due to our attachment, creates chaos, which is built up with things like distractions, may it be social media. And then this causes our long-term focus to dissolve and our visual of the bigger picture to dissolve, resulting in fear of delays and delays happening themselves, which causes us to doubt our own perseverance, to not trust ourselves. And then when external pressures increase and the speed is required, our calm mind disappears and we rush into our action. We seek impatience, we need results, we overthink, and you can kind of see how you kind of create this unhelpful latticework structure of impatience that undermines our discipline, our bigger picture, our spiritual calm. And we just find ourselves beating ourselves up, doing the wrong thing over and over again, having a lot of self-criticism, with a lack of clarity, and a lack of reflection. All of these characteristics stem from an unwillingness to let go, an unwillingness to trust the process, and an overall unwillingness to be patient, to be okay and open with delays, to be allowing those kinds of things to happen. And overall, our lack of reflection over all of our actions just binds us to these kind of positive feedback cycles, not letting us break anything and move forward in a more positive direction. Myself included in this kind of barriers that I've seen. I am, or at least used to be for the most part, a chronic overthinker. I still have certain elements of those in my life, but I've gotten better understanding and letting go of a lot of things in my life. But this kind of desire to control everything, the overthinking, these distractions, the kind of instant gratification, all of these used to characterize a decent portion of my life. And they still sometimes do when I'm stressed, when I'm pressured, when I can't think of the bigger picture, the bigger issue at hand. They all still grab you. And so where I'm going with this is that this is a journey, not really a mindset. You're going to have to constantly batter away at a lot of these kind of barriers that come with the knowledge and the letting go of attachments in order to have the bigger picture in hand and move forward accordingly. And so now that we've kind of understood and illustrated to ourselves what the barriers that we have for patience, now we want to think about how we can master it. What are some methodologies, abilities, and kind of tricks to avoid falling into these positive feedback loops and traps that ends up causing us to derail our overall progress and purpose? Because strategic patience is something that I have learned a lot of over the last few months, may it be by reading books called 4,000 Weeks, a book, one of the few books that has profoundly changed the way I look at the world, or may it be simply by allowing myself to reflect and think about where I want my life to go, not in the timescale of a few months, but in the timescale of many years, where I want to see myself in 5 years, 10 years. And when you do that, those few days you thought about taking off become little specks of dust in the bigger picture. Patience, strategic patience, is acting wisely over time, doing what you're doing, keeping your routines, and trusting in those routines to maintain your discipline and clarity. How can we do this? A lot of this is more mental than physical. A lot of patience comes from understanding and accepting that 99% of what we do is not within our control, and using that as a baseline to do whatever else you want to do. For example, it means waiting for the right moment to act instead of being impatient. Instead of hoping everything will be fine 2 days after you started a project, but rather allowing yourself the time, not only for yourself but for others around you, to act. It means building steady routines you can rely upon for progress. Important word, progress, not perfection. Because perfection is something we all seek for, that exact optimal system that'll tell us exactly how well we did for the entire day, or what we didn't do well, or what we should have done in all of these to-do lists, quest lines, and all of that. I can tell you from my own perspective that there has not been a tool that I haven't considered in terms of defining my life and optimizing it and kind of characterizing it. And in the end, all of this means nothing when you do not actually act, when you do not build these steady routines for your own progress. And that requires trust, trusting the process, freeing yourself from attachment. Because we control our hands, we control our minds, and we control our actions. We do not control much else. We do not control the outcomes. We do not know what is going to happen even in the next 10 seconds. So how can we try to control every single little thing? The other thing is something that I recently learned in terms of slow productivity, which is focusing on long-term goals, looking at the picture in terms of years, not months, looking at things on a time scale where your mind can see progress actually occur. Because we expect every single day to have something positive happen. And while this is an admirable goal to strive toward, we also expect changes every single day. When you think about the Grand Canyon as an example, erosion, all everything didn't break, and all of the erosion didn't happen in one day. It happened over millions of years to create the Grand Canyon. That's the way you should think of your own growth. By trusting in the process, trusting in your routines, knowing you're taking the right steps every single day to move yourself toward the path of growth, you will find results appear before you even expect them. But if you constantly think about them, nothing's going to show up because you'll be spending so much time thinking, you won't be spending any time doing. And that means practicing small, consistent actions, aligning them with the long-term goals you want to achieve. Do you want to be able to do 50 push-ups? Training to do 20 a day? Do you want to be able to run a half marathon? Training to run 5 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles, how much ever, per day? Do you want to do X action? Taking the small, consistent steps to do said X action. But not spending so much time thinking about the action and being impatient and unhappy with yourself that you're not able to do the action, that you don't actually do anything. And finally, being patient. Looking at delays in your progress as growth opportunities. The opportunity to reflect, think about, and maybe look at other ways to build upon yourself. And letting go of the need for speed. This is a point that I want to emphasize because I struggle with this a lot. I'm so used to having everything in a line that I sometimes forget that there is a longer time scale I can look at things in. Letting go of this ego's need for speed will fuel perseverance through slow but fast progress. Slow but fast in the sense that it may not seem like a lot in the moment, but in a larger time scale, it'll be immense. The best example, writing a book. We all think that we can produce books within months, but the time scale for book creation is multiple years. Writing it up, editing it, sending it to a publisher, getting more edits, and then just working our way through the entire publication process takes years upon years. But we are so used to getting access to everything so quickly, we expect ourselves to be able to craft these really powerful books in the space of a few days or a few weeks or a few months. By giving yourself a larger time scale and staying patient, you avoid these issues, you let go, you trust the process, and you move forward in a more positive direction. And so, let's finish up this episode with a few practical steps for cultivating strategic patience and understanding the philosophy behind moving slowly to move faster. First thing, set one long-term goal and focus on it daily. Something I've adopted over the last few months or so is kind of maybe like an obsession per month. Something you want to focus on for an entire month and build yourself up in terms of your skills. And focus on it daily. Give yourself the ability to craft a daily routine that is not too intense, but it is enough that you know you can commit to every single day for steady progress. Taking your supplements every single day, going to the gym for 30 minutes, doing some kind of activity that you know you can cultivate on a regular basis. And constantly journal, especially the moments that would usually cause or trigger a flow of overthinking, primarily delays. Reframing these delays as growth instead of impediments. Make the impediment your next way, not the impediment itself. And start mornings with patient intention. Thank you so much for listening to this episode on the idea of strategic patience and how we can, as listeners and as humans in society, allow ourselves to take a step back, release all the tension we are holding in our heads, release the overthinking, and think of things for ourselves on a longer-term scale. Taking steps on a daily basis or a weekly basis, but measuring progress on a yearly basis. Next episode, you want to probably dive into this idea of how we can be natural leaders with this idea of patience. Because patience shapes the foundation for authentic leadership, and it channels patience into purposeful guidance. Because in order to be a good leader, it requires patience as well. You may get something within 2 seconds, that doesn't mean everyone else will do the same thing. And that patience and this resolve of patience empowers us to lead with integrity. And that makes us active listeners, not spending so much time impatiently waiting for someone to finish their sentence so that you can speak your own, but actually actively listening. And through our next episode, we'll explore this idea of authentic leadership. So thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more content, feel free to drop me a follow at Stoic Spirituality. on whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on, or feel free to drop me a follow at Stoic Spirituality on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. I intend on releasing or setting up a vlog over the next month or so. So as soon as I work on creating that, I'll be sure to share that newsletter at the bottom of every podcast I post. Thank you so much for listening, and see you guys next time.